of thy Spirit to discern spiritual things. And so, Father, we give thee thanks for thy goodness unto us. And in this morning, we want to remember thee and to seek thee for help, to seek thee for grace for the events of the day. So, Father, as we come to thee in this time of devotion, draw us nigh unto thee and bless us through thy sacred word, that thy people may be well instructed to know how to walk in a manner that is pleasing unto thee. May thou, through thy word, cause us to love Christ more and more. This we ask and pray in Jesus' most blessed name. Amen. Please be seated. Please turn our Bibles once again to John chapter 12, verse 26. John chapter 12, verse 26. John chapter 12, verse 26, and let's read this verse in unison. John chapter 12, verse 26, reading. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. The Lord bless the reading of his sacred word. Today we are going to ponder on the third portion of this verse. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And to restate this portion, it will be this. Right? The Father will honor those who honor him. And the Father will honor those who honor him. But take note of the assumption here, right? The assumption here is that you are first serving him. And we have already discussed, we have already studied what it means to serve the Lord. Right? That's why the first message is so critical. Right? Understand what it means to serve the Lord. To serve the Lord means to follow him. And to follow him means to submit oneself totally to his will, to his word. So we are not to be like petulant children. But sometimes when we see children, and then children misbehaving, and despite our instructions, despite our guidance, we sometimes get very frustrated. I have told you so often not to do this, not to eat this, not to run here, not to run there. Why don't you listen? And yet, when the time comes, with every wind of change that blows, maybe a new friend comes in, or they see a new attraction, there they go again. Children are children. Of course, try to be very patient to them when they do this. Should we instruct them? Should we discipline them? Yes, of course, we must. Right? They ought to learn how to behave well, but at the same time, do so patiently and lovingly and kindly. Our children are children. At the same time, when you look at how children behave, please understand that sometimes that is how we are like also. When it comes to God's word, the Lord says, it's like this, please follow. We say, no lah. And sometimes just like little children, when you tell them also, like those who are a little older, no, please don't do this. Okay, I won't do this. But then they begin to find little chinks in the armor. Right, in your instruction, please do not run in the hall. So after that, they don't run in the hall, but they run somewhere just outside the hall and they make a mess of the door. Right? Pull the door, try to unscrew the hinges of the door. That's how children are like. And then after that, they can take your words and then twist it and turn it. And they say, see, that's what you say. Well, I still follow. Sometimes we are like that. Don't be like this. Right. So, therefore, take note, right? If any man serve me, right? Serve me means what? To follow him in whatever, right, that God has stated in his word. And to have a very teachable heart, right, with regards to what God has said, what God has commanded. And don't have a heart of stone, but have a heart of flesh. Right, so first understand this, right? Because the third portion has this assumption that, yes, you are honoring him, right? This is the prerequisite that is required here, right? If any man serve me, so this must first happen. If you serve him, if you follow him, if you honor him, then the Lord, unlike many of the bad masters that you have in the world, the Bible here says, the Father will also honor you. And the classic text for this will be Daniel chapter 1, right? What do we have in Daniel chapter 1? Now, if you look at Daniel chapter 1, right? Let us briefly turn there, right? Daniel chapter 1. What you will have in Daniel chapter 1 will be Daniel and his three friends being brought into the court of the king. They will be given much instruction, much teaching by the king's court. But then you look at verse 5. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for they gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart, right, so this is the key. But Daniel purposed in his heart, right, based on biblical principles, right, biblical separation, you know, the food that the king is giving to us is a food that has been offered to idols. And so therefore I cannot eat meat offered to idols. You'll be tantamount to have fellowship with these idols, with these false gods. And so no. Right? So he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine he drank. Therefore he requested of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Right? So the 8 pounds, which most people agree would be something like lentil soup or some form of bean porridge. And the Lord granted them their favor. And in the end, right, what happened to Daniel? Well, Daniel was promoted. Right? Daniel was promoted. And it was found by the king that in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Yes, first year of King Cyrus. And then you will realize that, you know, after that, Daniel was promoted. Right, in the courts of Babylon, a trusted advisor of the king. Yes, so the Lord honor those who honor him. But the thing is this, when we read this particular passage on Daniel 1, do not misinterpret this passage and then, you know, twist this saying, oh, the Lord honor those who honor him, and then begin to think that, oh, honor is always in terms of riches and promotion. Now, sometimes we may fall into the trap of reading this passage, oh, you know, the Lord honor those who honor him. So, if I want to be promoted within the company, I want now to be the CEO, or as stated by a speaker, whatever, or I want to get very good results in exam, or A's, or then let me obey God's word. Oh, please do not take this saying and then twist it around. Now, what is the problem with such a thinking? The problem with such a thinking is that it's the motive. The motive is what? Oh, I want to be the CEO. I want the riches of the world. Oh, I want the good results. I want my own promotion. I want my own honor. And so therefore what? Therefore, let me follow God's word. But the thinking behind it is not to follow the Lord because of what? Because you are constrained by the love of Christ. Because the Lord is such a good God, because the Lord is simply God himself and worthy of all praise and worship. But what? Oh, because I want to be somebody, and so therefore, it seems like this. You know, the Bible promised that if I obey this in this way, it will lead to this. And so therefore, let me obey. Now, if you do this, then you are no different from what? No different from some workers in the company. You know, they want to climb, and so they do some projects. You know, and make sure these projects can be seen by everybody in the company, especially the boss, so that what? So that the person can climb up the ladder. Or like what sometimes happens in schools, do big projects to be noticed, not because they love the students, but because they want to be promoted to higher up in the school echelon. So when I interacted with our teachers here, I was so glad that, you know, none of them is that way. They very sincerely and fervently said, yeah, you know, we love our students very much, so therefore we do such planning. That is correct. But some, we know, they don't do such things because they really love the students, but because they want to be seen. And yeah, of course, they have their reward in a certain sense, but the motive is wrong. Another illustration, this time from the Bible College. Some in front of the lecturers, or especially the matron, because matron is very firm. Right, Rachel? Where's Rachel? And so, when matron is around, or certain lecturers are around, better behave, better do the duties, better follow all the biblical principles which the Bible College has taught. Once absent, abandon all these principles. Or once graduated, then all the true colors are revealed. They obey such that what? So they can get good degree, and after that, get whatever they want from the college, and then once graduated, bye-bye. Now, don't be of such a heart. You know, if you, your view of this statement, the Lord will honor those who honor him, is in this way. If your view of, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor, is in this way, then you are sorely mistaken. Right? That is not the right way to understand this truth. Because if the right way to serve the Lord is to what? Is to follow Him. Right? Follow all His words. Why? Because you are constrained by the love of Christ. And then, with the right motive, and then in true loving obedience, right, when you follow the Lord, and then the Bible here says, my Father will honor you. Well, in the case of Daniel and the three friends, yes, there was promotion in the courts. But understand for what purpose the Lord gave them promotion in the courts. Why? Because Daniel and the three friends, they stood firm for the Lord. They bore a faithful testimony for the Most High, and so therefore the Lord says, very good. Because you have bore a faithful testimony for me, now let me give you more opportunity to be my witness. More opportunities for you to serve. More opportunities for others to be able to see the Christ-likeness in you. That is the key. So please do not think of this honor to be necessarily riches and promotion. Sometimes it may not even be riches and promotion. And the Father, when the Bible here says, give you honor. Well, it could even be this. Well, last time there may be some trouble in your life, and then you, by the Lord's grace, you handled it well according to God's word, you trusted in Him. So now the Lord promoted you by what? Now give you further troubles. Maybe troubles in which now even more people can see, so that in the midst of such greater troubles, others can see your faith and trust in Him and the name of God be glorified. So please understand that. And please understand God's honor in the sense of God giving you whatever is necessary for you to accomplish His will and further opportunities for you to serve Him. Again, drawing an illustration from the workplace. Who are those that will get opportunities to serve in larger and bigger projects? Of course, we are talking about a workplace whereby everything is fair. If you, a workplace whereby everything is fair, who are those that will get the opportunity to serve in these larger and bigger projects? Right? Surely those who have what? Surely those who have fulfilled the expectations of the master. Oh, give you this task. Notice that you can do it well, and so therefore, now there is this larger task. Now it is given to you. So yes, understand this. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Please understand it correctly. Now, can it be? Can sometimes this honor be in terms of providing you with more riches? A promotion, of course, can. And I believe some of you down here have experienced it. Right? The Lord have put you through testing times. And of course, sometimes you struggle. Sometimes there is little faith. But by and by, the Lord convicted you through His word. And then you grew in spiritual maturity. And then you learn what it means to trust in Him. And then when you learn what it means to trust in Him, the Lord granted you a better job. Some of you, the Lord granted you good results. And you are happy. And now, what is the effect? Well, what is the result? The result is, your faith is now strengthened and now you are ready for the next phase of life, right? To glorify God wherever He has placed you. Yes, it can be that way. But please understand, it may not necessarily be that way all the time. Just like some of the reformers, they followed the Lord. After the Lord led them out of one trouble, any honor given to them like that of the world or like what the world thinks. No, in fact, the Lord led them to further troubles. In the end, even unto martyrdom. Does that mean that the Lord didn't fulfill His promise? No, the Lord fulfilled His promise. And in the end, at the final day, what will happen? Well, to those who have served the Lord well, they will get to hear the Lord's commendation. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. And surely, if you are a child of God, this is what you should desire to hear. Right? The Lord's commendation, because it means that He is pleased. Isn't it? That is exactly what it means down here. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Of course, if you do not serve Him, if you choose to live in a way that is disobedient, rebellious, then you lose out on this privilege, isn't it? You lose out on this privilege. You lose out on this privilege to be the witness and the testimony for God here on this earth. You miss out on the privilege to serve Him in certain areas because you have just disqualified yourself by what? By disobeying Him. And so, understand this. And so, in summary, how to restate John chapter 12, verse 26? Well, I believe the best restatement of John chapter 12, verse 26, right, is found here in, right, found here in the hymn that you have just sung, right, in the beginning of the morning devotion. Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve Thee to the end. Be Thou forever near me, my Master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if Thou art by my side, nor wander from the pathway if Thou wilt be my guide. My foes are ever near me, the world is ever near. I see the sights that dazzle, the tempting sounds I hear. My foes are ever near me, around me and within. But Jesus, draw Thou nearer and shield my soul from sin. O Jesus, Thou hast promised to all who follow Thee that where Thou art in glory, there shall Thy servant be. That will be child B. And Jesus, I have promised to serve Thee to the end. O give me grace to follow my Master and my friend. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord God Almighty, we thank Thee, O Lord, for the words of this hymn, O Jesus, I have promised. And how joyful we are for the lessons that we have learned in John chapter 12, verse 26. We ask, O Lord, for grace to follow Thee. We ask, O Lord, for Thee to shield our soul from sin. For we want to honor Thee in whatever that we do. For we yearn to hear Thy words of commendation. Well done, Thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And so, Father, keep us and keep our hearts strong in the truth. And now, Lord, as we continue to pray for the various items of the church, as well as to pray for this camp, direct our hearts by Thy Spirit to pray aright. Forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.